Welcome to Strength for Today, the preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church, an independent, fundamental, non-denominational Bible church in Winter Park, Florida, seeking to proclaim the whole counsel of God, to point all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to do all, as stated in Revelation 1:9, for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our speaker is John Pereira, pastor of Central Florida Bible Church. You may wish to have paper and pencil handy for important information following the message. For more information regarding prior broadcasts and other sermons by Pastor John, please visit our website, strengthfortoday.info. That's strengthfortoday.info. Now, here's Pastor John proclaiming the strength for today.
On February the 1st, 2003, at 9 o'clock in the morning, our nation endured another national tragedy that would bind our nation together in sorrow and mourning. Rick Husband, flight shuttle commander, William McCool, pilot, Michael Anderson, payload commander, David Brown, mission specialist, Kalpana Chawla, mission specialist, Laurel Blair Clark, mission specialist, and Elon Ramon, payload specialist, all perished in the Space Shuttle Columbia descent. Six of the seven astronauts were married. Five of them had children, totaling 12 children that were orphaned by their death. Surely, as we look at these heroes of space, we can see the tremendous, tremendous, wholehearted devotion that they had and their belief in what they were doing for the propagation and the pursuit of knowledge. As a matter of fact, the words of STS 107 Commander Rick Husband, while he was in orbit with his crew, are significant. In his words, he honored the lost of the 1967 Apollo 1 spacecraft fire. And then he also honored, while in orbit, the 17th anniversary of the 1986 Challenger disaster. And he made the comments, "It is today that we remember and honor the crews of Apollo 1 and Challenger. They made the ultimate sacrifice, giving their lives and service to their country and for all mankind. Their dedication and devotion to the exploration of space was an inspiration to each one of us and still motivates people around the world to achieve great things in service to others. As we orbit the Earth, we will join the entire NASA family for a moment of silence in their memory. Our thoughts and prayers go to their families as well." Little did they know that in a brief time they would join the legacy of these heroes of time gone by. The wholeheartedness, the dedication of these great individuals is inspiring to all of us as Americans. I think of the wholehearted dedication of the astronauts' families for the space program, even after the tragedy. The families of the seven astronauts lost aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia still urged NASA and the nation not to give up on manned spaceflight in the wake of the weekend's disaster. As a matter of fact, in a statement that was read by Bill Reedy, the head of NASA's manned space program, the families together had written the following: "On January the 16th, we saw our loved ones launch in to a brilliant cloud-free sky. Their hearts were full of enthusiasm, pride in country, faith in their God, and a willingness to accept the risk in pursuit of knowledge, knowledge that might improve the quality of life for all mankind. Columbia's 16-day mission of scientific discovery, which was a great success, was cut short by mere minutes. Yet it will live on forever in our memories. We want to thank the NASA family and people from around the world for their incredible outpouring of love and support. And although we grieve deeply, as do the families of Apollo 1 and Challenger before us, the bold exploration of space must go on. And once the root cause of this tragedy is found and corrected, the legacy of Columbia must carry on for the benefit of our children and yours. What an inspiring message of wholehearted devotion and sacrifice in the spirit of America that makes America so strong. I meditate upon those occupants of the shuttle. As a matter of fact, I meditate upon Rick Husband, the commander. 45 years old, every time he signed his autograph to children whose eyes were widened with admiration, he signed his autograph with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. What a blessing. What a challenge. We're going to be looking at the subject today, motivations for wholeheartedness. We see that these shuttle occupants were wholehearted and they believed in the cause that they were living for. But I'm speaking to believers today, I know, by the most part, and I'm challenging you today to believe in the cause that God has called you to. We're entitling our message for today, Motivations for Wholeheartedness. And our text is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 31 and verse 20. Speaking of King Hezekiah, who ruled in a day of great wickedness over Judah, who refused to be subservient to the enemy Sennacherib, who was illustrative of the power and destruction of Satan himself. And here we have the words speaking in the Bible regarding Hezekiah. 2 Chronicles 32:20, and thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. Hezekiah was a man that did what he did for God wholeheartedly. I want to challenge you today. Those of you that are listening to my voice, I want to challenge you towards excellence in the work of the Lord. The Apostle Paul commended the church at Philippi and challenged them in chapter 1 to do all things with excellence in mind, that they might approve those things that are excellent. Let's be wholeheartedly serving our Lord. We're going to look at three motivations for the believer in wholehearted service for the Lord. The first reason why we as believers ought to be wholehearted in doing what we do for the Lord is that God is wholehearted. You know, God demonstrated his wholeheartedness when he created us with all of his heart. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27, the Bible tells us that God made man in his own image. He formed man and breathed into him the very breath of life, Genesis 2:7. And man became a living soul. God was wholehearted when he created the first male and female, Adam and Eve. He was also wholehearted when he created his entire creation, all of nature, the universe, the animal kingdom, because in Genesis 1:31 it says God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. The psalmist put it this way in Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." How many of the shuttle occupants of the Columbia, looking upon the creation, wondered in awe at the beauty of that which God had created? Yes, God is wholehearted. We serve a wholehearted God. Thirdly, God wholeheartedly sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 5:8 puts it this way, "But God commended his love towards us. He demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Why should we as believers, above all people, be wholehearted for our Lord in our service for him? Because we serve a wholehearted God. There's another reason why we as believers ought to be wholehearted in our service for God. And I don't know if you've ever thought of it this way, but you look at Satan. You know, Satan wholeheartedly is our adversary. We are fighting against a formidable foe, and he has wholeheartedly set in array his attack against the plan and the work of God and his people. He wholeheartedly was proud in his rebellion against the Lord in Isaiah chapter 14 when he said, "I will be like the Most High God." He wholeheartedly attacks believers today. In 1 Peter 5:8 it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." And when we face such a wholehearted enemy of God, an enemy of our souls, we ought not to be apathetic or half-hearted. We ought to be wholeheartedly serving the Lord and seeking to serve him, because Satan, our adversary, is wholehearted. Ephesians 6:12 says this, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers." Satan has his army of demons working against us, and they wholeheartedly would seek our destruction. How can we be any less than wholeheartedly serving the Lord and depending upon him? There's a third reason why we as believers need to be wholehearted. Not only because God is wholehearted, and not only because Satan, our adversary, is wholehearted, but we need to be serving the Lord wholeheartedly because the false cults and those who are spreading the falsehood of Satan, they are wholehearted in spreading their false doctrine. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we have the warning of the Apostle Paul when he said regarding false cults and teachers, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Ladies and gentlemen, the false cults are wholehearted all around us. You look at the cults going up and down the blocks and the residential communities in our area, spreading the false doctrine of salvation by works, spreading the false doctrine of another Christ, damning men's souls to destruction through their false teaching. Oh, how we who have the truth need to realize that if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. May we who know the Lord be wholehearted in our service for Him. Folks, I see individuals all around us, in the scientific community, in the intellectual community, in the academics, in the disciplines of this world, who are wholeheartedly pursuing the efforts that they are embarking on. May we, like David, as he faced Goliath, utter the words, "Is there not a cause?" May we desire to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I look at these seven who gave their lives and were willing to place their lives on the line for something that they believed in. And I ask, how many of us as believers are willing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ totally, giving our entire lives for the Lord Jesus Christ? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, the Word of God says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." May we as believers present our lives a living sacrifice unto the Lord. The Word of God says, "I exhort you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let's be wholehearted in the service of the Lord. Examine your life as a Christian. How many years have you known Christ as your personal Savior? Has there been spiritual growth in your life? Have you been taking the time on a daily basis to get into the Word of God so that you might know the Lord more intimately? Have you been willing to be obedient to the Lord after receiving Christ as Savior, following the Lord in believers' baptism by immersion, getting involved in a good Bible-believing fundamental church that can preach and will preach the Word of God without fear and compromise? Are you willing to go on for the Lord? Let's not be half-hearted. Let's be wholehearted in the work of the Lord. And as we reach the conclusion of our Strength for Today Bible broadcast, I would invite you to remember to be in prayer for these who went on before us in the spirit of sacrifice, and continue to pray for the families and loved ones of those that have been left behind. Many times, events and tragedies come into our lives and we do not understand why they take place. In the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible tells us, "The secret things belong unto the Most High God." But we can trust the Lord. Look to Him. In the words of Rick Husband, commander of the Columbia, as he would sign and so often quote from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I think of Laurel Blair Salton Clark as she selected for her wake-up song to be Amazing Grace to the tune of the bagpipe. You know, the Bible tells us someday those of us that know Christ as our personal Savior are going to hear that tune, the tune of the trumpet sound, and there will be a bodily resurrection from the graves, where our spirit and soul, which has been with the Lord upon death, will be raptured up to meet the Lord in the air, body, soul, and spirit, once again reunited. Oh, isn't it wonderful that it's all because of His amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll no less days to sing God's grace than when we first begun. Do you know Christ as your personal Savior? Have you trusted in Him? Have you received Him? Has the day come in your life where you turned from your own good works and your own efforts of self-righteousness to the only one who could meet God's divine standard, Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, who took your sins upon Him at the cross of Calvary, that receiving Him as personal Savior, you might have life through His Word, through His blood shed on the cross for you. Heavenly Father, thank You for the blessed hope of the coming appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord, that You have given to us, upon receiving Jesus Christ as Savior, Your Holy Spirit, that we can serve You wholeheartedly. And Lord, may we be found faithfully serving You wholeheartedly in light of all that You've done, wholeheartedly for us, in giving us all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that the best is yet to come.
Thank you for listening to Strength for Today, the radio preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church that meets in the Goldenrod Civic Club, located in Winter Park, Florida, just 3 traffic lights east of Cimarron Boulevard at the intersection of Aloma and Palmetto. For more information about Central Florida Bible Church, to comment on the broadcast, to request a complimentary copy of today's message, or to listen to other messages by Pastor John, please visit our website, strengthfortoday.info. You may also call Pastor John at 407-656-9683. That's 407-656-9683. This is Charles Schaaf inviting you to come and worship with us tomorrow at the 10 a.m. Bible study classes for all ages and the 11 o'clock and 6 p.m. preaching services. Our prayer service is Wednesday at 7 p.m. May the Lord richly bless you as you go forth to serve Him.
This is Pastor John Pereira from the Central Florida Bible Church with a special note of praise and also request for prayer for our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. As you know, our Strength for Today broadcast is currently heard both on WTLN and WHIM. We're on WHIM on Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and also on WTLN 9:50 a.m. on Saturday evenings at 8:30. This covers a good portion of our Central Florida area. What some of you as listeners may not be aware of is that through our internet ministry, we're able to webcast all of Central Florida Bible Church's messages, as well as our Strength for Today broadcasts around the world 24/7. We thank the Lord that we're receiving responses from countries such as the United Kingdom, Denmark, Saudi Arabia, Africa, India, South Korea, Singapore, France, and even the Philippines. This is not to mention our own continental United States, our beloved America. Please pray for Strength for Today Bible broadcast, that God's Word may have free course and exalt our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.